Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Before you today, praise God, once again, giving God all that praise, all that honor, all that glory that only he deserves, only comes from him, and only is about him, because God is a good God. God is an on-time God, and he's a merciful God. And we just have to realize on today that where would it be if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord saving me? Think about that. What did you do to get here today? What did you really do to get here today? It's because of God's grace. It's because of God's mercy. It's because God has all power in heaven, under the earth. God is there. God is everywhere. Trust him in Jesus' name. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. And we come forth this evening once again to read the Word of God from the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. The awesome thing about this is that we are not adding anything to the Word of God. No, and we're not taking anything from the Word of God just to fit our needs. We are actually reading directly word for word out of the New King James Version translation that goes forth with the poetic and a theatrical tense with the Spirit of God leading us. So please understand, this is an anointed program and a blessed opportunity that we have to read the Word of God. Because as you read the Word of God, Romans chapter 10, verse 10, it says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So if you got a little less faith than before, you can get some stronger faith on today. Trust in God's Word. Once again, I give God that praise, that honor and glory for who He is. And I also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God. I also want to get a shout out, amen, to a blessing to Brother Eddie out there in Bellhaven, amen. God bless you and the employees out there and the workers. God bless each and every one of you. I also want to acknowledge Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. Actually, he's moved. And we thank God for him because he's continued with his commitment towards supporting and being amongst us in the trusting and reading and hearing the Word of God. Then I also acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Of course, she is definitely instrumental in the advancement with all of what it is that she does. And I say that very, very affluently because she does quite a bit. And it's very important that we continue to pray for each other as we uplift each other because we grow strength one onto the other. But I love my wife and I thank God for her and all of what it is that she does. And if anyone knows any other ways of showing love, hey, we'd be happy to email me at SeanDavid1968 and let me know new ideas, because what I use is in the Word of God, and what I can use is what I know. That's to try to love as much as we can. We have to be mindful not to disobediently, disrespectfully, or do anything out of the ordinary. And if we do, we need to get it right. So if you've been disobedient to your friend, to your foe, or if you've been out of order in any way possible, this is your time to apologize and say, forgive me, Lord, because you're disrespecting God as well. See, God gave us a calling, gave us a position in what we have to do, and that position in what you have is very important to continue to seek the face of God. You know, we only come sometime in on the Word of God when we hear the Word of God, but for us to study the Word of God, we have to exegete, we have to praise God, we have to look in between the lines in order for us to change our ways of action. Our ways are not our ways anymore. Our thinking is not our thinking anymore. I've got to stop responding the way I used to respond to certain things. We have to stop reacting the way we used to react to certain things. And we ought to thank God for the good things that we are happening on today. See, we continue to let you know that, you know, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. When you look into our bio, we see that this goes forward to those that are abused, those that are abandoned, those that are alone, those that listen to our program that have a moment of being afraid. And this is big when you have a situation with addiction. We have people that are recovering from addiction, that are just 2 or 3 days out of the addiction. Just say no. But then you have to seek a higher power, you know? You have to seek a higher power that's greater than what it was when you were in that addiction, whatever it was that took you away from being used by God. This is that moment. This is that moment that we take and learn of God. Yeah, we're reading the Word of God from the New King James Version. We're reading it slow. We're reading it theatrically. We're reading it under the anointing. But the one thing is, when you go back and reread and study certain things, you'll recognize it's important to follow God's ordinances, to obey His commandments, and to love Him with all of your mind, heart, soul, and strength. Do you need anything else? Do you need anything else? Because if you get that first, loving the Lord with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength, will you have no other gods before Him? Seek the face of the Lord while He may be found. If you put God first in your life, then all those other dots will be connected. Trust Him. Believe in Him. You are not the same person you were yesterday. You are not the same person listening today. The book of Numbers sounds pretty boring in many respects of what many might read. But the thing is that this is where you're learning about your heritage, learning where you come from, learning what Moses had to go to. You see, we come all the way to the point of Numbers chapter 13. And we're going to continue reading the Word of God and give God that glory and praise. And like I said, I thank each and every one of you. 872. I see you out there, 310. I see you out there, 217, 708. Thank you for joining us. We also see those that are listening out there in Indonesia. We see those that are out there in Malaysia. Those are Sri Lanka. We see them. We see those that are out there in Peru. We see those that are out there in Israel. Thank God. This word is getting out. And this is what our job is. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue reading out of the book of Numbers, chapter 13. Never could we have made it as you listen to this song. We never could have made it without Him. Be blessed.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
hallelujah. We could have never met without Him. Take and sit back and think about that. We could not have made it without Him. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, again, as we come, we just pray that your presence be within this word. As we go forward, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Numbers, chapter 13. Let us read.
The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send the man to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran according to the command of the Lord. All of the men who were heads of the children of Israel. Now these were their names from the tribes of Reuben. Shemaiah, the son of Zachor, from the tribe of Simeon. Shephet, the son of Hari, from the tribe of Judah. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Issachar. Igal, the son of Joseph, from the tribe of Ephraim. Hishia, the son of Nun, from the tribe of Benjamin. The son of Rupha, from the tribe of Zebulun. Gedeel, the son of Suri, from the tribe of Joseph. That is from the tribe of Manasseh. Gedi, the son of Susi, from the tribe of Dan. Amiel, the son of Gilmiel, from the tribe of Asher. Situ, the son of Michael, from the tribe of Nephtali. Nebai, the son of Vupasa, from the tribe of Gad. Ju, the son of Micah. They are the name of the men who Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua. Then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. Go up this way into the south, and go up to the mountains, and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds, whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there is force or there are not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin, as far as Rehob, near the entrance of Hamath. And they went up through the south and came to Hebron, Ahiman, Shishiah, and Telmiah, the descendants of Anak, where there. Now Hebron was built 7 years on in Egypt. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol. because of the clusters which the men of Israel cut down there. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all of the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. They told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It surely flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruits. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land were strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there, and Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea along the banks of the Jordan." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take position, for we are well able to overcome it." The men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out. "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in were men of great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Numbers chapter 14. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let us select a leader and return to Egypt." Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us to this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are upgraded. Their protection is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. And all the congregation said and stoned them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence of the disinherited, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians will hit by a mighty brought these people up from among them, and they will kill it to the inhabitants of the land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands before them. And you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day, in a pillar of fire by night. You kill these people as one man. Then the nation will have heard of you, and fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, but he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the children of the third and fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of these people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven these people from Egypt, even until now. Then the Lord said, I have poured in according to your word, but truly as I lead, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have put me to the test now these 10 times, and have not heeded my voice. this certain shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him to the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Now, the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow, turn and move out into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bow with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. So I say to them, as I live, as the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness. All of you who are numbered according to your entire number, from 20 years old and above, except for Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. But your little ones, whom you said would be picked up, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcass shall fall in this wilderness, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and thou, the brunt of your infidelity, until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness. According to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days. For each day you shall bear for your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. I, the Lord, have spoken this. I will surely do so to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and thou they shall die. Now the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report of the land. Those very men who brought the evil report about the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remained alive. Of the men who went to spy out the land, then Moses told those words to the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly, and they rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountains sing. Here we are, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, now why do you transgress and command of the Lord? For this will not succeed. Do not go up, lest you be defeated by enemies, for the Lord is not among you. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away from the Lord, and the Lord will not be with you. They presumed to go up to the mountaintop. Nevertheless, neither the ark of the covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in that mountain came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Hormah. Numbers chapter 15. And the Lord spoke to Moses. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have come into the land you are to inhabit, which I am giving to you, and you make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice, to fulfill a vow or as a freewill offering or in your appointed feast, to make a sweet aroma to the Lord from the herd of the flock. Then he who presents his offering to the Lord shall bring a grain offering of one-tenth of an hin of fine flour mixed with one-fourth of a hin of oil and one-fourth of a hin of wine. As a drink offering, you shall prepare with the burnt offering or the sacrifice for each lamb. Or for a ram, you shall prepare as a grain offering 2/10 of an hin of fine flour mixed with 1/3 of a hin of oil. And as a drink offering, you shall offer 1/3 of a hin of wine as a sweet aroma to the Lord. And when you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering or as a sacrifice, fulfill a vow or as a peace offering to the Lord, then shall be offered with the young bull a grain offering for 3/10 of an hin of fine flour mixed with 1/2 a hin of oil. And you shall bring as a drink offering 1/2 a hin of wine as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Thus it shall be done for each young bull, for each ram, or for each lamb or young goat. According to the number of that prepared, so ye shall do with everyone according to their number. All who are native born shall be these things in this manner. And presenting an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. And if a stranger dwells with you or whoever is among you throughout your generation, and will present an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord, just as you do. So shall he do. One ordinance shall be for you of the assembly and for the stranger who dwell with you, an ordinance forever throughout your generation as you are. So shall the stranger be before you. One law and one custom shall be for you and for the stranger who dwells with you. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land in which I bring you, that it will be when you eat of the bread of the land that you shall offer up a heat offering to the Lord. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your grain meal as a heave offering, as a heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you offer it up. Of the first of your ground meal, you shall give to the Lord an heave offering throughout your year, your generation. If you sin unintentionally and do not observe all these commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses, all that the Lord has commanded you by the hand of Moses from the day the Lord gave commandment and onward throughout your generation, then it will be. If it is unintentionally committed without the knowledge of the congregation, that the whole congregation shall offer one young bull as a burnt offering aroma to the Lord with its grain offering and its drink offering according to the ordinance, and one kid of the goat as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them. For it was unintentional. They shall bring their offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and a sin offering before the Lord for the unintended sin. It shall be forgiven the whole congregation of the children of Israel and the stranger who dwells among them, because all the people did it unintentionally. And if a person sins unintentionally, then he shall bring a female goat in its first year as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for the person who sins unintentionally. When he sins unintentionally before the Lord to make atonement for him, and shall be forgiven him. You shall have one law for him who sins unintentionally, for him who is native both among the children of Israel and for the stranger who dwells among them. But the person who does anything presumptuously, whether he is a native born or a stranger, that one brings reproach to the Lord, and he shall be cut off from among his people. because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment, that person shall be completely cut off. Guilt shall be upon him. Now, while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation, and put him under guard, because it had not been explained what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, the man must surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. The Lord commanded Moses, all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, speak to the children of Israel. Tell them tattoos on the corners of their garments throughout their generation, and to put a blue thread in the tassel of the corners. You shall have the tassel that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you may not follow the harlotry which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined, and that you may remember to do all my commandments and be holy for your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Amen. Amen. That is going to conclude the reading to Numbers chapter 16. Praise God. But we do once again want to thank you for joining us on this evening for the reading in the book of Numbers, the King James Version. Let us pray. Father God, once again, as we come before you, humbling ourselves with our eyes closed and heads bowed, we yet still come thanking you for allowing us to be obedient and committed and accepted on what your call has for us to do. We're going to thank you as we continue to give you all praises, honor, and glory that you deserve. And until we come on again, protect those who desire in their heart to change their lives and turn it over. Forgive them of their sins. Heal them of their unrighteousness. And protect them and be with them. Speak to your heart to better learn of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, we thank you. Be blessed.
But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realized I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.